This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca. Jerry and Reagan Doust invited us out to their property just outside of Prince George proper in Pineview. Their dog Ruby and young family add to the flurry of activity in the bustling entrepreneurial environment out of which they operate Real North Adventures, an outfitting and outdoor experience company that launched during the shaky, uncertain times of 2019.
Yes, or started a small business during the first year of COVID. So definitely had its challenges.
They persevered though and thought outside the box to provide a few things that other tourism dependent businesses weren't necessarily offering in the region.
So my wife, she works as a physiotherapist, but she also has her assistant angling guide license and helps guide a lot of our trips in the late summer, fall season, especially our women's retreats that are really popular. And we love advocating for women's fishing. And it's so much fun to do.
It's immediately evident that they've got all the tools of the trade to try to adapt to every environment and situation that a client could want.
You have more than one ice auger.
Yeah. So, you've noticed this. We'll have more next year. So there's, if you look at these augers, there's different diameters in how big they are.
Okay.
And so that's a 6-inch, this is an 8-inch, and that's 10s. These are power augers, and these are manual. This is great if you aren't ATVing or snowmobiling, and maybe you have a long walk. And you really.
It's not a hindrance of what season it is to go fishing, really, for you.
Not with us, no. Yeah. We're generalists, so we try to specialize in all the different fish species. If it swims, we fish for it, and all the different methods. So it's, we're not just a fly fishing company. We offer single and double-handed fly fishing in our trips as well as instructions, but we also do spin casting, bait casters, center pins, float fishing.
Hi.
Oh, this is my wife, Regan.
Nice to meet you.
Earlier this spring in March, Real North Adventures was presented with the Inclusive and Accessible Tourism Experience Award at the BC Tourism Industry Awards Ceremony during their gala in Vancouver.
When we think of outdoor tourism, a lot of the times, like, the images that come up are someone hiking, you know, over a rock, scrambling through, you know, a forest, getting here, getting there, whatever it is. These images are typically of fully ambulatory people. They have complete use of all their appendages and so on and so forth. But you've actually ventured into opening this business up into the world of accessibility. You don't necessarily have to be fully ambulatory to access the services you're offering, is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, when we first started, I looked at our services and I was like, oh, you know what, we don't really have anything for someone that has a mobility challenge or who uses a wheelchair. And I'm like, what can we do? And so I just kind of evaluated the business, our operations, and say, okay, what's the low-hanging fruit? What could we do first that would be the best? And so we looked at, okay, getting someone who maybe uses a wheelchair or has a mobility challenge, getting them on the water. That was the biggest barrier. The province has done, you know, lots of work in improving boat launches and people can get there. But I found, like, you know, getting out on the water was the biggest barrier. There's no boats. You can't just rent a boat or buy a boat that has these features. So 3 years ago, that took me down the path of kind of thinking about how, what could we build? What could we buy? And so, long story short, we ended up buying kind of a base of a boat that we modified and created a custom ramp system with CC Industries, who was just amazing in Prince George, who, like, donated their labor and time for pretty much nothing just to get this done, because they saw, you know, how important of a cause it was. But they developed, like, a custom ramp system and a railing system that would support a front end load and also a dock load, and we can have up to 2 chairs on the boat at the same time with, like, 3 or 4 other adults. The boat itself is 20 feet long. It's got 8 feet wide. It's got sponson pods on the back, which help lift the back end up. So this thing fits completely flat on the water. So stability is a big important accessibility feature that you need, and also width and space. So this boat has all of those things. But what I love about it is the ramp system that we have is it's not just designed to be accessible. It's designed to be functional. Right. We didn't want to put so many accessible features in that we diluted the user experience to just trolling around. So if someone uses a wheelchair, they can come up on the casting deck. We can cast single double-handed rods. We can fly fishing on the float, sinking lines, throwing lures, bait casting, spin casting, whatever they want to do. You know, this boat allows you to do all sorts of different techniques. And so your user experience is pretty dynamic, I feel like. And that was a big, something that I really kept going back to during the design phase.
You know, I get the feeling that some people would have the thoughts that you had, like, oh, we have to make this more accessible. And then when you see the limitations when it comes to being able to rent a boat or find one that is designed with this in mind, and you come up empty-handed, well, I tried, I looked for it, it wasn't there. But you actually thought about innovating, designing something, and actually making this a thing. It was not available beforehand. And then also that you were able to find community partners that help make this vision a reality. To me, it speaks to some of the fundamental innovation that a lot of people in Northern BC have, from independent living, rural life, farming, you know, this kind of lifestyle where if you have an obstacle, well, you have to figure out how to get over it, right?
When you have an obstacle like that too, so many different organizations and people and businesses want to help. Like lots of great people. And that's what I love about the Prince George community is, like, you know, Tourism Prince George, you know, Northern BC Tourism, all Destination BC, all great in helping spread the word. Mm-hmm. You know, you've got places like Core Lanes and CC Industries, businesses that are like, hey, Jerry, what do you need? How can I be part of this? How can I help? But I got a shout out to Spinal Cord BC. Like, mm-hmm. So Nancy Harris was really, really helpful in the design phase of just being like, here's some things to think about, or here's some things I was thinking about. And I'd call up Nancy to be like, how big of a thing is this? Like, as I don't know. Yeah. And then her husband, Pat, and Colton, different members of Spinal Cord BC, were able to come out with us and test the boat so we could be like, okay, like, how's this? And they're like, yeah, I like this, maybe tweak this and do this. And so after the second kind of test run, you know, even the first test run, we're like, I was expecting this to go way worse. So, and it went way better than, you know, than I think everyone expected. It worked pretty seamlessly. So that was really felt good on the first test run, because I was like, oh, cool, we, you know, we got it, this is gonna work. Because until you do it, you're not like, you're like, oh, this doesn't work. So it was really, it felt really good after that first test run
when the boat actually floats.
You know, and everyone was able to get in the boat pretty seamlessly. And but the thing is, a lot of people are like, oh, Jerry, you built a wheelchair accessible boat. It's supposed to be an inclusive boat. Like, we built a boat that's supposed to be inclusive to everyone. So whether you use a wheelchair, have a mobility issue, just want to go out because it's a cool boat, you are a new parent with babies and strollers, have pets, have a big family group, this type of craft can accommodate it. It's not the only service we do, but it's a start. So we'll start here. Maybe we can modify some of our other boats for more remote trips. Mm-hmm. You know, we'd like to work more with the blind and deaf community. Like, what can we do there? So it's the first step. So that's what this boat, it's supposed to be like. If someone wants to go fishing, we wanted a service that we'd be able to say, yes, we can do that.
We're switching over now from the ranch in Pineview to the phone line, where we've connected with Executive Director of Tourism PG, Colin Carson. Colin, as I understand it, you had a hand in nominating Real North Adventures for the award that they ultimately won at the Destination BC Tourism Industry Award ceremonies earlier in March. What motivated you to nominate this company?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the work that Jerry and Regan do over at Real North is just phenomenal. So I think that's number one, is we're always looking for ways to highlight Prince George tourism businesses. And, you know, these awards are a great way to do that. I think what makes them so special and what really happened this year with this nomination is talking to other folks in the industry and really hearing from other folks that are experts in accessibility about the work that Real North was doing and really how great and innovative their project was. You know, people like Spinal Cord Injury BC that are really experts in that accessibility front that definitely encouraged us to want to nominate them.
Looking ahead at the future landscape of tourism in the Prince George area, how do you think other businesses could perhaps pick up and follow the trail that Real North Adventures is blazing in this kind of initiative?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really important to consider things like accessibility when you're talking about tourism products. You know, this is something where, you know, Jerry and Regan at Real North are providing the experience here now that anyone is able to do. And I think that's really important, and something we really strive for is we want to be a community where visitors of all abilities are able to come here and enjoy what Prince George has to offer. So if you're, you know, building something new or planning something, make it available to everyone and make sure that anyone can partake in that, because I think that's really what we want to be striving for. You know, when you hear about these stories and these initiatives, support them with booking these experiences. I think that, you know, if you're able-bodied and you want to do a different type of trip with Real North, they have all sorts of different fishing adventures. So, you know, you don't necessarily have to do just this experience to be able to support them. But I think, you know, that's really a win-win, is you're going to have an incredible experience out fishing with Jerry and Regan here and be able to support a company locally here that's really doing the right thing. So I think that's probably the easiest and the best way. And other than that, I think there's a lot of power in, you know, sharing things on social media. So, you know, I would encourage people to get out there and share the work that Real North Adventures is doing, because it is really important. And, you know, it highlights Prince George in a really positive way that I think is, you know, something that the community should really rally behind as well.
One of our local businesses was able to capture an award at this gala. Do you think there's a chance of seeing more of that in the future?
Yeah, I think definitely. You know, we looked at nominating a variety of different businesses where we could, and I think that that's something, you know, probably every year it seems like there's at least a Prince George business or organization that's a finalist for one of these awards. And I think it speaks to the work that the community here is doing in the tourism front. And, you know, I think it's something that locally here, we might not have the local residents really understand how important the tourism industry is, but it's definitely something that's growing here and thinking is being well respected, you know, across the province. So really good to see that, and you know, just thrilled for Real North Adventures to get that recognition this year.
Thanks so much for your time, Colin.
Yeah.
That's Colin Carson, Executive Director at Tourism PG. While we wait for the ice to melt off rivers and lakes in the area so the water itself becomes more boat accessible, we can take care to remember that there's more than one way to catch a fish.
Is this your award right here, the drum?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
It's so cool. Yeah, feel free to give it a bag. This is going to be one of the coolest awards I've ever won.
This is Ian Gregg reporting for CIFA Radio's Due North on 88.7 FM. This initiative is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada through the Local Journalism Initiatives Program. Find our news stories online at frequencynews.ca or cfur.ca.